So keep practicing. Depend on yourself, rely on yourself. All the masters have passed away. When Long Pa went to the monastery, temple, there were a lot of masters. In some roads on the northeast, there were a lot of temples. They were all great masters. Like Long Pu Khao in Loi province, also a lot. In Nong Khai City, Tha Bo City, Long Pu Bua Pha, another master. Has anyone heard of his name? Must be a very old generation. Long Pu Thet used to talk about Long Pu Pha, that he is a monk who can contemplate on the body very well. He is very skillful at contemplating the body. And then there is Long Pu Rian and Long Pu Thet in Loi province, Long Pu Kham Di, Long Pu Thon, Long Pu Lui, Long Pu Chop, all the great masters. There are a lot. The road from Udon province to Ubon Ratchathani province, also a lot of masters. At that time, Long Pu Dun told Long Pa that Long Pa can help himself. In Udon province, there is Ban Tat. When Long Pu Thet was still alive, Wat Pa Ban Tat temple was quite quiet. After Long Pu Thet passed away, and then the next is Ban Tat temple, and now there is nowhere to go. There is a place, the plane would crash, and that took about five masters away. Master Sing Tong, Master Supat. So there was a discontinuity of the masters. The group of the monks passed away from the plane crash. At that time, the amulet of the group of the monk was not very popular. They think that even the masters got in a plane crash. They thought that the monks are not good, but in fact, they just do not know about the law of karma. Actually, at that time, the monks were at the airport, and they talked to each other. This plane does not look good. Are we going to go on it, or should we not? Master Wan said, "We are monks. We are practicing. Are we afraid of death?" They practice very well. So they all agree to get on it. And they chase away all the monks, the following monks, to go back. All the disciples, they chase them to go back to the temple. And he just got on the plane, and the plane got crashed. It's not that he is not good. that he just let go of the aggregates. He showed examples. That to practice, you have to love Dhamma, not to love your life. Dhamma come first. For those who do not understand, just think that the master is not very good, not skillful. What about us? If the plane is going to crash, what would we do? We just will ask those who hate to come together. And we just don't get on it. But the masters, they were not afraid. Lopa used to work at the office of the government. There was a military officer, like a coordinating person. He's like a general at that time. He went to Udon province, and on the way back, the plane was all full, the seat was full. But the big one is going to go back home. So it's difficult for the crew. So they took a person who came to check in late and gave this ticket to the general instead. And that person got angry. That's terrible. So the general got on the plane. When it landed in the middle of the field. That person came to pay respect. Thank you, the general, because that plane's crashed. But thank you, that is not him. This world, there is nothing certain. So practice, be ready. You can die just any time. You must be ready. We would be ready if we are confident in our own virtue. If we are not confident, even in ourselves, we'll be afraid. We'll be scared. But if we practice, we'll be confident. We'll not be scared. If we are to born again, it's going to be even better. So we have to hurry up. Pay attention and keep practicing. Anything can happen in our life. Be mindful in every movement of the body. Except when you sleep or during the time that you work that you have to think. But the rest, be mindful. Know your body, know your mind. The Buddha also teach those who are mindful, even they have only a night left, it is worse more than those who live longer but has no mindfulness at all. Like the mindfulness that we seek is the mindfulness on the four foundation of mindfulness. The mindfulness that know that be mindful of the body and the mind. If we can do that, even we have one night left in our lives, it's even worse more than those who have 100 years left but no mindfulness at all. Because even that one night, you might get enlightened. Or if you don't get enlightened, you still have foundation for the next life. But for those who have 100 years left, but not mindful, they can go down to lower state, like go to the hell state. We can like do charity and do good things. Only that will take you, you know, to death and birth, the cycle of death and birth repeatedly. So practice, observe your body and mind. It's not difficult. Like now we're sitting, are you aware? Nodding, the body is nodding. The body is moving, scratching here and there. The dog can scratch, why can't we? The dog, it feel itchy, it scratch it. The dog doesn't just say, oh, it's feeling itchy. It just scratch automatically. So when we feel itchy, just know that we feel itchy. And if it's appropriate to scratch, then we can scratch. Like if we are in a big ceremony, and say we are the big one in the ceremony, something just got in other teeth, and you're going to have a toothpick to do that. You know how the body moves, but that's not the right time. It's not proper. So you know your body, but you don't know the time. That is not good. So practice. The body is smiling, no so. The body is laughing, no so. If it doesn't laugh, if it doesn't smile, just no so. So the flies comes. If it's proper to shake, to wave, then do so. We just don't do what we want. We do what is necessary. Like when you see things that we want to eat, just know that you want to eat. If it's appropriate to eat, then eat. But if it's not, just don't. But just like if you just eat whatever you want, it will go towards the self-indulgence. If it's proper to eat, then eat. If you are not hungry, don't eat. But if you're hungry but you do not eat, that is self-mortification. But if you eat, it's like your self-indulgence. But if the body is weak, you need some food, then you have to eat. Observe the desire. When you can observe the wanting, and the wanting just disappears, then the body you can just see that the body is hungry. But for the monks, if they want to eat, they cannot. Like in the evening, they cannot know your body and your mind and see the three characteristics of that. We can feel the body. Everyone can feel it. Everyone can feel the feelings. Happy, unhappy, greedy, angry. We all can know it. Just observe it. Know the body movement. Know the mind movement. That is called practicing. But don't do like that person in the second row, stiff and still. This is not calling, observing. That is controlling. It's tight. If you feel that it's tight, that is wrong. If you just let the mind go out and lost, that is self-indulgence. Do you feel that the mind just moves out? Just moved out just a little bit just now. But it's normal. If you are not Arahant yet, that is normal. But for a lay person, normal who don't practice, we just get lost for a long, long time. But for a practitioner who started, you can feel shorter and shorter. Thank you. your mind will be quicker. You see the mind, you see the body, and you will see the three characteristics. The continuity is the arising and disappearing very quickly, and that's cover the uncertainty, the non-self, the impermanence. In the body, there are things that arises and falls away all the time, very quickly and very quickly, but we see that it all the same. But actually it changes all the time. But it has something arises very quickly, so we cannot notice it. So continuity just cover the impermanence. Like the mind also arises and falls away very quickly. We don't only have one mind, we have several of them. It just arises and falls away very quickly. If we don't practice, we will just feel that there is only one mind. If we have enough mind in it, we'll see that the mind arises and falls away all the time. We'll see that one mind is not the same as the other mind, the one that arises and falls away, and then another one arises and falls away. Continuity is the condition that arises and falls away very quickly, continuously. Like the characters. Like the characters that they draw, like animation. We feel that it just moves, but actually it's actually a lot of pictures that flip together. Continuity makes it move. New pictures come in replacement of the older pictures. Likewise, the mind as well. It arises and falls away very quickly. So the continuity just cover the impermanence. What is covering suffering? It's the body posture. So when we sit and we feel tired, we just change posture. Or our mind, it changes as well. When we feel suffer, what do we change? When we feel unhappy, what do we do? We change our feelings. When you see the face of the person you don't like, you just change it. You just cover, you close your eyes and listen to the music instead. And the anger gets away because we just don't see the face of the person you dislike. But we don't see that the mind dislike, and you don't see that the mind just feel unhappy at that time. So the body movement just cover the suffering. And when the mind changes, it changes the feelings. We listen to the music, for example. What is popular music at this time? No one doesn't know what kind of song, what song is popular now. No one listens to the music at all? Can anyone answer? What song? No one have never heard of that song. If you listen to it all the time, the song that you like, if you turn it on like all day, finally you have to change it. Let's change to another song. The mind, when it takes one feelings for not so long, it will change to another feelings. So just observe when you dislike, before it changes, just be observe. We we don't observe it, so that's why we don't see the impermanence or the suffering. Sometimes you just move from the worldly emotions into jhana, into absorption, meditation. What is covering non-self? What is covering the non-self? It's the aggregates, something that's grouping. Like ourselves, our body, we feel that it's a group of things. It's the body. So Lungpa teaches all of us to separate out the aggregates so that we can separate out the grouping. And we can see that it's not self. Fabrication is not ourself. Consciousness is not ourself. Everything we just separate out. Separate the group of self into parts, into pieces. And each piece will show that it is non-self. But if it just stick together in a group, in a self, you will not be able to notice it. Kana is a technical term. Kana means grouping. So Lungpa teach all of you to separate out the aggregates in order to see the non-self of each aggregate, to see the arising and falls away, to see the feelings arises and falls away, and next you see that each feeling is not just continuous. There is a space between another arises, so the continuity will just cut. So practice until you can destroy what cover the three characteristics that we can't see. If we can separate out the aggregates, we can see that the body and the mind is not self. It's not difficult. So now the homework time. She wants to offer a suggestion. What should she do next? The Lungpa said, don't focus, don't be too focused. The mind will be too tight. Why do you have to control? Because the mind is greedy. It wants to be good. It wants to practice. So just observe right into the mind that is greedy. Just observe, just be aware of the greed. It wants to be good. It wants to be good, so it just upholds, try to sustain. And it's not natural. Just let it be, let it go. You know, right from the origin is the greed. If you do not control it, then the mind will be natural. All the defilements will just come and go. The defilements we teach you will be your teacher. We teach you that things arises and falls away. Next. He feels that he's too focusing. He's impartial. Lungpa said, very good. If you are not impartial, then you know it. Don't have to find ways like how to be impartial. If you want to do it, then it's wrong. Just know that you want. She was told that she was too focusing. She feels the mind is tight. So she tried to make the mind happy and it becomes lighter and she observes it more, but she can feel the tightening. She can feel that sometimes she doesn't have much mindfulness. Lungpa said, you cannot be mindful all the time. We just can we can be mindful from time to time. When you have mindfulness, then the mind is wholesome. When it's not, then it's unwholesome. Just like that. Just notice that we cannot control it in the perspective of non-self. We cannot order the mind. We cannot control it. Nothing can be controlled. Observe this one often. You have a lot of anger. You have the nature of easily to be angry. So the nature of those who get angry easily tend to have good wisdom. So the nature of wisdom is like a strong power to destroy. Like anger, if it arises, it has strong power as well. So your nature, you get angry easily. If anyone tell you, do not get angry, do not get angry, you cannot. Just observe, oh, it can get angry by itself. It's not ourselves. See in the impermanence perspective. Do you see that those who get angry, those who have tend to have wisdom, do you feel that when you hear that you feel proud? Just observe it, just be aware of it. Because Longpa tell what she was feeling inside, now she feel a bit tiny. So we just get inside, we just be honest in observing the defilements. When we get compliments, we feel bloated, we feel good. But if we get the otherwise, we feel sad. Observe the changes of the mind. She asked for a suggestion. Just that, just like easily like that. Longpa said she's still tight to focus like this. Do you feel that? That you feel something inside your mind? It's not light because we're controlling. You're controlling. You are interfering. Why do you interfere it? Because you are nervous. Are you aware that you are nervous? It's not that trying to see the way to control the excitement. It's not that. That's called interfering. From now on, when you feel nervous, you feel excited, just know so. If you cannot be aware of that, then observe the body. Smile. Do you see the body smiling? Nodding. Do you see the body nodding? You see with the natural mind. You don't have to sit, make the posture correctly, and watch the mind. Don't do like that. Use the natural mind. For you, watch the body. You are not skillful at watching the mind as with the body. Next. Sit at ease, be at ease. Sit comfortably. He sees the thinking. Nupa said, there is delusion, there's dullness, covering is dull. So breathe and feel the body that is breathing. Breathing, make the breath a little bit stronger. Like this, to stimulate it, to make it out from dullness. Do you feel that it's a little bit brighter? Do you know? If you cannot observe that, watch the body. The body is nodding, do you know that? If you cannot watch the mind, then watch the body. This is the principle. If you cannot watch the mind, watch the body. If you cannot watch the body, do the samatha. We watch the body in order to see the mind. We watch the mind in order to see Dhamma. And to see the mind, like sometimes the mind is wholesome, sometimes it's unwholesome. Do you see that you're absent-minded now? So recite the word Buddha. And when the mind moves out, know that the mind moves out. For those who have the nature of easily to get dullness, it's very difficult to practice. You have to be very patient. The walking meditation, sitting meditation, breathing, you have to practice that a lot so the mindfulness can arise. For you, comparing to Prajnana, Prajnana, the first time he saw Lumpa, Prajnana had a lot of dullness or dark. But Krubaa, he was very patient. He practiced a lot to do the sitting meditation for not so long. He would just go fall asleep, so he has to go walk. Anyone needed to submit the homework? That's good, no one. He withdraw his word back. Ten minutes left for six person. 31. He practiced more of samatha. But his problem, if he do the meditation with the fire elements, but if he do the sitting meditation, he saw vision, especially like the noise of the sound, like the wording. Sometimes it's the vision in the meditation. Lumpa said, if there is sound, the sound will block you from getting into the first level of jhana. If you can do the meditation on fire, use the fire to burn your body until you have only the mind left. If you are going to do with the fire, the meditation fire, don't use the fire meditation to go outside, go inside the body. So bring the fire element into your body and burn it. Until the vision shows that the body is all burnt. But don't use it for outside. Lumpa used to play around with the fire meditation, and he knows that you can progress if you can use it back to the body. When you have the body, then the body and the mind are separate for the rest of your life. And you'll see that the aggregate works by itself. So if you do the fire meditation, burn it in your body until the fire goes off your nose like that. It's fun. But it's not good to use the fire to go outside. Number 26. She's been practicing for several years. She observed the mind. She has less suffer, but her problem is that she doesn't have the power of the mind. Lumpa said, so recite the word putto. When you want to have more power, and then you don't have to worry about vipassana. Put your mind to be with an object, like the word putto or the breathing. So you don't have enough strength of the mind, so the mind is scattered. It does not have enough power to observe the phenomena. You can do putto. She said she used to do it, but it doesn't work. Lumpa said, Do you see that your mind is discouraged? That's because you putto because you expect a result. From now on, don't expect anything from it. Just recite the word putto. When the mind becomes peaceful, just know so. When the mind is busy, just know so. The mind is good, the mind is not good, the mind is bright, the mind is dull, just know so. Do not putto in order to expect peacefulness. The mind is not something you can order. So you recite the word putto and observe the mind. Number 20. Number 20 is feeling tense now. She said she do the walking and sitting meditation. Could you please check her homework? Longpa said, separate out the aggregates. So when you walk, just watch the body walking. When you do the sitting meditation, the body is sitting. And if there is any feelings, the knower just know that there is something arising. Happiness, unhappiness, peace or busyness, anything arises, just observe. Anything is like things that you're seeing. You don't expect to get peace. We just see that the body is sitting. When you walk, you see that the body is walking. Separate out. Your aggregates are about to separate out now. So just do a little bit more. Number 14. She asked for a suggestion for beginner. Nipa said, can you do the five precepts? Are you good at the five precepts? Or sometimes good, sometimes not. On any day that you break the five precepts, you just, you know, reset yourself again. Like in the morning, during lunch, before bedtime, just tell yourself to hold on to the five precepts. After that, practice meditation by having one meditation object. What you are practicing now, it's good. Just continue practicing and observe your mind. Plus, observing your mind. Now you're lost in thought. Just know that it has. What you've been practicing is good. Keep practicing. And add knowing the feelings. Good Samadhi foundation already. Number 19. She apologized, Longpa, and asked for a suggestion. Longpa said he's been teaching for the whole morning. Do you see a lot of defilements? Just observe it very often. If you can do it, you can see defilements all day. Big one, small one. Do you hold on to your view? She said, yes, a lot. Longpa said, yes. Keep watching this one. Sometimes Longpa has to kind of ask, like, do you have this one? Do you have that one? But actually, he's very sure. He's just asking. So keep watching. You're attached to your own view a lot, and people will not like you. When you feel strongly to your view, just observe it. Be mindful. And people around you will be friendly. You will feel more comfortable with you. Next one. Don't let the mind be busy. Be mindful. or Bhutto. He thought foreigners. She attended the course. She likes the way Lung Po teaches. She has less suffer. Lung Po told him to keep practicing. Right now, she tried to control the mind. So it's still, it's not normal. If there is anything still, stay still, that is not correct, that is not sufficient. You have to let the mind move naturally. The body can move, the feelings can change. Good and bad, the mind, it all changes. Don't keep it still. Let it work. Every aggregate, it can work by itself. Right now, you are lost to think. It's okay to think. Just observe, just be mindful that your mind's lost to think. Now you're thinking again. Don't be afraid. Lung Po said he is not complaining about her. He just pointing out. Normal people, general people, when the mind lost, they do not know that the mind has lost. But for practitioner, we have to. Right now, she lost her thing again. The mind just think about what Lung Po teaches. Don't try to hold the mind still. Move the body often. Use the body to help. Otherwise, the mind would just get stuck into this to still. Go sweep the floors. Better than walking meditation. We can do the housework, sweeping the floors, the first floor, the upstairs, and come down to downstairs, you know, just keeping doing the housework, and you will progress. When Lung Po was a student, he ordained at a temple. There is a senior monk besides Lung Po's guti. Other monks is in the back of the temple, and Lung Po stay at it, kind of up front. There is a senior monk nearby. Every day, this monk, after breakfast, he will take two brooms. It's like two brooms to sweep from the front to the back. Like every day, he would do this. Lung Po saw that and thought that the monk worked so hard, didn't get to practice. At that time, I was so stupid. He said he was thinking that he didn't get a chance to practice. He feels sorry for him. So as a new monk, Lung Po will have to do the sitting meditation in the morning. But this senior monk didn't get to do that. So Lung Po went to talk to the monk and tell him that, Lung Po, don't worry about doing the work here. Just go to do the sitting meditation together. He said, he just smiled. You ordained for a period, just temporarily, so you'd go do the meditation. But now, until he know later that he practiced all the time with his sweeping. Actually, he was moving the body. He's sweeping. He actually doing the practicing all the time. And there is a tree at that time. There's a hole there. One day there is a storm. The tree was broken down in the middle. Very near where Lung Po stay, the tree was broken down. So Longpo, take a look. This tree needs to be cut. And the senior monk said, oh, go away, that's all right. Longpo will do it. Go practice. And he has only one lung left. So Longpo went to do the meditation, and when he came back, the tree was cut already. So in conclusion, go to do the housework. Okay, go back home.